On this warm spring day, the Ottauquechee River winds gracefully around the back of the Woodstock Farmers Market, which sells plants, produce, and other groceries. But when Irene struck, this same river was crashing into the building. The business closed down for 11 weeks for repairs. Owner Patrick Crowell points out a high watermark on the back wall.
Can you see that? It's all the way up close to the roof there. You can see how high it actually got.
Unfortunately for Crowell, water isn't the only thing that rose. So did his unemployment insurance rates. That's because Crowell had to lay off about 45 workers for almost 3 months. They drew about $79,000 from the state's unemployment insurance fund, a fund that the farmers market rarely taps because it almost never lays anyone off. Many loyal employees, like Melanie Plord, volunteered to get the store back in shape, even as they collected unemployment checks.
If we didn't have the community here, there's no way we would have been able to do it, and as fast as we did.
But because of the unusually high benefit payout, the company's unemployment tax rates suddenly jumped almost fivefold.
And the difference in that, in a number, on an annual basis, would take us from $8,000 a year of expense to $48,000 a year of expense.
That's the farmers market business manager, Steve Moyer. The farmers market frantically started calling legislators after it got the new tax bill last fall. Owner Patrick Crowell says higher taxes are never easy to absorb, but coming after a storm that ruined business for months and required costly repairs, it's an especially tough blow for many businesses like his.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right when we had an act of God put us down.
It doesn't seem right to Allison Clarkson either. She's the state representative from Woodstock. A bill she helped craft would fully protect employers from rate increases following disasters. A compromise would allow rates to rise, although not as steeply as they did right after the storm. It would also provide a cushion in the event of a future disaster. Clarkson is disappointed by its limits, but still hopeful the bill will pass.
This will benefit employers impacted by Irene, and going forward for future disasters, it will protect them, not as fully as I would like, and certainly we can work on this in the future.
The measure under consideration would raise the farmers market's tax bill to $12,000 to $15,000, not $40,000. But the farmers market says that doesn't go far enough. Its business manager would rather that rate increases be shared among all employers across the state, rather than be focused on those that have suffered because of Irene. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.